Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm an agent with eXp Realty Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm Charles Richardson. I'm also an eXp agent in Phoenix, Arizona.
And welcome to our real estate podcast. And as you can see, our podcast, sometimes we talk about buyers, sometimes we talk about sellers, and sometimes we talk about subjects that's related to real estate professionals. Today's podcast, we're going to be talking to you, which is the potential buyer. So today's topic is lease purchase contracts. What are they? How are they normally used? And what are the benefits? And I have my business partner, which is Tony Richardson out there in Phoenix, and he really specializes in lease purchase contracts. And we're gonna discuss today why and how it benefits you as a potential buyer. So Tony, how long have you been using lease purchase contracts, and how does it benefit a potential buyer?
Well, that's a good question. I started using lease purchase contracts, about 25 years ago. It all depends on what part of the country you're living in or you're working in. That contract that we're speaking of is nothing more than a contract that their seller financed. So I started years ago in Michigan. And contracts back then, they were called land contracts. It all depends on what part of the country you're in, determines what it's actually called. But I would say between 20 to 25 years ago.
Okay. And how do you use it today? So the folks that are listening to this, as I mentioned earlier, Tony is located out there in Phoenix, and he specializes in the Phoenix area. And I'm located in Las Vegas, specializing obviously in Las Vegas. So Tony, in your area in Phoenix, how do you use lease contracts or lease purchase contracts? And can you give us a scenario of a most recent transaction that you did?
Yes, I can, Will. The way I started doing these is I would have buyers and sellers who would ask me to help them get into a home. And one of the most important things is for buyers is a home that they fall in love with it and want to move into their home. But for whatever reason, the lender has told them that they're not qualifying. And it could be for a number of things. They could have gone through a divorce. It could be something that's on the credit report. They may not have been on the job long enough, or as well as the FICO score. But they may have the income to qualify for their property. But based upon the scenarios that I just given you, they cannot. So when we would come across clients who would come to us and ask us, can we help them? The question that I would oftentimes ask them is this. What's the most important to you? Would you like a home or would you like a mortgage? And most people say, well, we would really like a home. So my next question is, does it matter to you who is doing the financing for you? Well, the buyer will say, no, as long as I can get into the home and the terms are favorable, as well as the down payment. So from that point on, I started working with sellers who were open to selling their home on a lease with the option of purchase or lease purchase and carry the monthly payments for that individual for 3 to 4 years. And by that time, that person gets their credit score or their FICO scores where they need to be, that determined how long we would write the agreement up for. So the great thing is this, Will. The clients that we work with, oftentimes they may have already chosen the home that they would like to live in. But once again, they were told no. And we bring in an investor. The investors oftentimes would go and buy that home and then turn around and sell that home to that buyer on a lease with the option to purchase or a lease purchase, whatever. And it worked well for the buyer because the buyer got an opportunity to choose the home that they want. The monthly payments are where they would like to be. And it gives them an opportunity to reestablish the credit for the length of time on their job or whatever it may be that's preventing them from making a home acquisition. The advantage to the investor is some of the investors that we work with, all of them have high FICO scores. They have stock option plans, 401ks, pension plans, what have you, but very little tax deductions. So by us creating a lease option or lease purchase for them, that gives them the opportunity to acquire a property, generate cash flow, generate tax benefits, and at the same time, appreciation. But one of the things that we've always done is, you know, there's a saying, the pigs get fat and the hogs get slaughtered. We always leave enough money on the table for the end buyer. So when that end buyer is in the process of getting their financing, there's enough equity in that deal, so it makes it attractive to the buyer.
Mm-hmm. And as an investor myself, I love these options. Because, like you said, Tony, is that I get to put a great renter in my unit for a specified period of time, whether it's 1 year, 2 year, 4 or 5 years, knowing that I'm going to sell my home to them. I mean, as a real estate investor, this is such a wonderful tool to use. So, Tony, can you give us a recent example that you may have where you were able to put a renter into a great home?
Sure. So there was a family that I was working with, and the income was there, the credit was there, but they were self-employed, and they had not been self-employed long enough for qualifying purposes. However, they had the down payment. They found a neighborhood that they wanted to live in. And as a result, we went and we chose a house for them. After we chose the house for them, then we brought in an investor who also liked that neighborhood, who agreed to purchase a home in their name and then turn around and sell it to this person on a lease with the option to purchase. We did it for 2 to 3 years, giving the buyer enough time to establish their tenure being self-employed. Then after that, they were ready to put the property into their name, which is what they did. So when they put the property into their name, fortunately, interest rates had come down. So their new monthly payment was comparable to what they were paying in the home that they were renting. And this is what is interesting that I have found about when I do these deals. There's a saying, water seeks its own level. People hang around with people who are much like themselves. So as a result, I get a lot of referrals, Will, from people who contact me and say, hey, I like what you're doing. Can you help us? You guys are different from the average real estate agent because my real estate agent just told me to come back in 3 to 4 years, but you're telling me I can move into my home now? That's uncommon. And Will, quite honestly, that's how we got the name, the Uncommon Realtor. Because when most agents would stay, come back and see us in 3 years or 4 years, whatever that time period is, we were saying we can help you today. So, with our clients, if you're a serious buyer, everybody gets a home if they're working with us, if you're a serious buyer. Now, the interesting thing about this also is this. Once we get that person into a home, we sit the family down with the financial analyst. That financial analyst do what's called a financial needs analysis. And that person looks at protection management, retirement income, educational funding, debt elimination, investment strategy, and tax strategy. So we look at all of these realms so that when that person is ready to put that house into their own name, I'm sorry, there's one other one, credit analysis. We look at all those fields so that when that person is ready to put the house into their name, all those issues have already been taken care of. So it's more than just allowing that person to find a house. The other thing is, how do we help you keep it? How do we train you on how to pay that house off sooner? How do we show you how to eliminate debt? In addition, you know, as we're working with the families, we show them how to get next year's income tax return in their paycheck this year, and as a result, taking that extra money and applying it towards retirement or educational funding for their kids. So we're not just real estate agents. We're more of a full service. I mean, the team that we have brought in is just incredible.
And I love that, Tony. And you know, I never quite knew why you were called the Uncommon Realtor, and now I do. And the one thing I do want to correct what I said earlier, because this podcast is not just for the potential buyer, but this is a perfect podcast also for the investor. Because as Tony mentioned, we're also going to be rolling it out in Las Vegas. And just kind of sum things up is there are so many individuals out there, and I know these individuals, especially in the Las Vegas market, where you're seeing just an explosion, Tony. It's probably happening in Phoenix too, of apartments. They're just popping up all over the place. And these apartments, Tony, I mean, they're like $1,000 to $1,500 per month for a one-bedroom apartment, and you're never going to own it. And for that much money, we can put them in a house paired up with an investor that bought the house with a lease purchase contract. I mean, that's brilliant. I absolutely love that. So, Tony, as an investor, what can you say to the investor now that's kind of like thinking about this? And it's like, oh, is there a risk to it? Well, you know, it's like, I'm not really too sure about this. What can you tell that investor? If I were an investor and I was kind of teetering, how would you explain that to me?
Okay, so if you're an investor, or if you're an investor who's just getting started, the lease option or lease purchase is perfect. Reason why it's perfect is because in our agreements that we put together, we write it up to structures say this: the lease purchaser is responsible for the maintenance and the upkeep of the property. In the event the taxes, the insurance, or the HOA fees go up, those fees are passed on to the lease purchaser. What that does is that ensures the integrity of the cash flow for the investor. Some investors get into real estate, but they really don't want to be property management. Well, when I do a lease option or lease purchase, that goes away. Another thing that I enjoy about the lease option is the lease purchaser or the tenant, let's call this person from this point on the tenant. The tenant is putting up a down payment. That down payment locks in their price of the home 3 years, 4 years from now, whatever the time period that we're working with. So now the investor has money in their pocket today, as opposed to waiting, you know, 3 to 4 years to have some type of skin in the game. So I'll give you an example. I've done deals in which the buyers have fallen in love with the home, the tenants have fallen in love with the home, they said, this is the home. We know that in 3 years, our credit will be exactly where we want it to be. So the investor may say, well, I'll buy the house from you, for you. Your down payment is going to be $10,000. And in 3 years from now, that $10,000 that you put up, that $10,000 will be credited back to you as your down payment later on. So now, when the bank looks at that buyer, the bank may say, where's your down payment? We then show that 3 years ago, that buyer, that tenant, put up a deposit of $10,000. We show the cashier's check. We also show the bank account that it came out of. That satisfies the lender. Okay? Now it's time for them to put the property to their own name. It's just really a matter of refinancing the property. Mm.
Tony, I love it. I mean, for the investors that's listening to this, I mean, think about this, whether you're a new investor or a seasoned investor. When you're buying properties, especially in this market, many of you are buying with in hopes of selling this property at the appreciated level or appreciated amount sometime in the future, whether it may be 2 to 3 to 5 to 10 years from now. But traditionally, what most investors do is they put a renter that hopefully covers their mortgage, and sometimes they're upside down. But then when they're ready to sell it, maybe let's say 5 years from now, they have to start all over and go find a buyer. Where now, I've got a buyer that's committed to buying my house as the investor and has committed to it by putting a down payment like $10,000 down. That's absolutely brilliant.
But let's also talk about the pink elephant that sometimes sits in the room when we do these deals. What happens in the event that tenant decides, you know what, my job is transferring me to another state, so I cannot put the house into my own name. Or what happens if, you know, things happen, a divorce takes place. The contract is written, you know, it helps both the buyer and the seller, but the contract is written to say this: in the event, if the tenant decides not to exercise their option, any and all money that they paid, they have decided to forfeit. So from an investor standpoint, the investor does not lose. But you know, well, doing this for as long as I've done it, I like to create what is called a win-win. And this is what I now incorporate into my contracts. So let's say, for instance, you come to me and you would like to buy this home. And you would like me to carry this for 3 years for you. 4 years. Let's call it 4 years. And what I'll do is I'll say, okay, Will, I already know what my return on the investment is going to be. So this is what I'm willing to do. I'll carry this for you for 4 years. I'm going to put in the contract, read this: you have the option to assign a third party to purchase the home in your place, provided all of my money is paid to me. What that does is that ensures you that at the end of the day, if you decide for whatever reason, let's say you lose your job and you cannot qualify, you can bring in your brother, your sister, your uncle. It really doesn't matter to me who you bring in, who would now buy that home on your behalf. What that just did was that just protected your down payment, and then also protected your livelihood, meaning you can still live in your home. It's not a matter of you have to move out and go and find another place to live in because you did not exercise your option. I like to create every opportunity I can so that that person can maintain what we set out to do, and that is home ownership.
I like that out. I like that extra clause. And the other thing, too, for the investors that's listening to this is think about this, because Tony, I'm sure you've been through this too, as a landlord. I've certainly been through it, is that when you, there's a different types of individual that treat your homes better if they know they're going to buy your home as opposed to just a renter. Renters just destroy my home. They absolutely destroy my home. But if I have someone that I know that's going to purchase my home later, they're going to take care of it as if it's their own.
They take so much care of it. In fact, I never refer to them as my tenant. I refer to them as a home buyer. I'm just acting as the bank on their behalf until they can secure their own financing.
That's great. Well, this is a wonderful program. So for anyone that's listening to this, that is a buyer that's going to be moving to Phoenix or moving to Las Vegas, or you're in the Phoenix area or in Las Vegas and you're currently renting and you don't have any other options, contact us. The contact information is on this podcast. Contact Tony or contact I or myself, Will Roadhouse, and we will have solutions for you, because we always have investors that are just standing by waiting for the perfect buyer, or should I say future homeowner like yourself, to work together with. And for the investors out there, same exact thing. We have a list of future homeowners that we can pair you up with.
Can I say this lastly in closing, Will?
Sure.
If there's an investor out there who's looking to generate cash flow, that investor owe it to themselves to reach out to us. They are absolutely crazy if they don't, because this is a no-brainer. You've got an investment property as a rental, and you don't have to take care of it from the standpoint of the maintenance, the upkeep. If the taxes go up, there's no question that's going to be passed on to the tenant. The insurance goes up, which they all do. So once again, that ensures the integrity of that person's cash flow.
That's great. That is awesome. So is there anything else, Tony, you want to add to this?
You know,
we're going to be moving into the Vegas market with yourself, Will, and I'm excited for what we're going to do there. Phoenix and Las Vegas are two of the hottest markets in the country. So if there's investors out there who are wanting to start generating cash flow, if there's investors who are wanting to supplement a retirement account, real estate is the way to go. Real estate is the wealthiest industry in the world. We just so happen to work in it. We just so happen to help a lot of families generate cash flow and purchasing assets that pays for their liabilities.
You know, Tony, just to kind of add something to that, you know, recently, obviously, everyone has seen that I added eXp Realty as my profession. So I've had a lot of questions, people asking me, like, well, especially on LinkedIn, like, what happened? Are you still practicing international real estate? Of course I am. And Tony does, too. We've been practicing international real estate for close to two decades, and we own real estate overseas. But in saying that, Tony and I live in the two hottest real estate markets in the United States. So we are not going to pass up on this hot market and pass up these opportunities. So for those out there, for the investors out there that haven't looked at Las Vegas and Phoenix, it's time for you to look. Whether you live in these cities or you don't, you need to look at Las Vegas and Phoenix. There's a reason why Phoenix and Las Vegas are the fastest appreciating cities, the fastest growing cities again. And we're not going to have the same fallout like we did back in 2007. Things have changed. The market is solid. The market is stable. It's solid appreciation. And in addition to that is for the buyers out there, especially you buyers that currently live in Southern California. Aren't you tired of the commute? Aren't you tired of all the new taxes and an increase in cost of living? There's a reason why there's so many Californians moving to Phoenix and moving to Las Vegas. Because number one, you need a bigger bang for your buck. So your million-dollar home in Riverside or San Bernardino, you can buy a monster home and some rental properties in Las Vegas and Phoenix for that same amount of money. Wouldn't you say that, Tony?
I totally, totally agree with you. You know, I was looking at an article the other day, and they were talking about how a lot of families are leaving the California market, moving to Las Vegas and Phoenix. And it was, particularly, they were talking about Las Vegas, and I think they were talking about Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So we're at the right place at the right time. It's just a matter of who would like some help, and we're here to help you.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying this just to blow hot air. I am a transplant from Newport Beach, California. And I've been here in Las Vegas for quite some time. And I felt I made the right decision. I love the city. Tony's a transplant from Detroit. Tony, wouldn't you say that Phoenix is a better place than Detroit?
It has felt like a paid vacation for me since I've been here. I don't know how to put it any other way.
Exactly. I 100% agree. So, and again, Tony, thank you so much for joining me today. And for investors and buyers, contact us. Our contact information is on this podcast. Share it with others. Listen to it a couple times. We've been in business for over two decades. Tony is an exceptional broker with how long have you been a broker, Tony?
I've been a broker now for about 12 years.
12 years.
I was with Realty Executives for about 10 years prior to, and I was ranked within the top 5% internationally, and then I just decided to go on my own, and that's when I opened up my own firm, which is when I met you down in Costa Rica a couple of years ago, and then from there, I decided to join eXp, which is the fastest growing real estate company in the country.
Yeah, I am really excited because Tony turned me on to eXp, and like Tony, I've had decades of experience, and I've worked with all the other real estate franchises out there. I have nothing bad to say about them. They're all fantastic, but eXp is certainly ahead of them when it comes down to technology and especially when it comes down to compensation. So,
Absolutely. So
stay tuned because we're going to have a lot more podcasts of learning more about eXp and turn back to some of our other ones. But the main thing is that investors and buyers, if you're not looking at Las Vegas and Phoenix, it's time to do so. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.